Hey guys, this is Greg Denning, and you are in the School of Awesome Sauce, where I share with you amazing stories and strategies to help you live an extraordinary life. Hey, my friends, welcome to another episode. And seriously, thanks for listening. I know there's so many things you could do and be doing, and man, I appreciate it. I love it. And I feel honored and blessed. And this is my calling and my mission and my purpose to just share something as often as I can through any medium I can, like any way I can, just to inspire people to think differently, to just say, hey, what do I want to do with my life? How do I want to live and change things up and like keep going, like cheer people on to improve their lives and to keep growing and learning and achieving. And just literally just, we can all live extraordinary lives. That's the most wonderful and exciting news there is, that every one of us can live an extraordinary life. We can make choices about our happiness and our health and our relationships and the things we choose to do with our lives. Man, it's so exciting. I love this stuff. Oh, I love this stuff. And today we're going to talk about like literally just making this happen. The big picture and the big why of like really making this happen and not just talking about it and not... So on one side, not talking about not doing anything, but on the other side, not just this huge, grandiose event, but this journey, the journey we go on. And I want to frame it up in living your legend, is what I'm gonna call it. And that phrase comes from the book by Paulo Coelho called The Alchemist. And I hope you've read that book. If you haven't, you need to read it. You'll love it. It's a great book. And if you have read it, I want to invite you to reread it. This is one of the classics that you can read and reread. And it's past its like 25th edition or something. The thing's amazing and sold tens of millions of copies. And I love mentoring from it, coaching from it. I love rereading it. I love the inspiration that I get from it every time I go back to it, because he just illustrates the principle so well inside of a fictional story about pursuing our legend. And to each of us, it's different. That's what's beautiful too, is like your legend and my legend, they're going to be different. And each person has their own unique legend, this thing that they were born to do, right? The song they were born to sing. And something that just lights them up, you know, lights that fire inside of us. But in that it's all different, there's always common denominators for all of us about how to actually make it happen and how it makes us feel and the challenges and obstacles we're all going to face. And I'm not going to do any spoilers here in the book, but he walks through, and it's just so brilliant how he captures every principle and idea and lesson for each of us to pursue our own legend. And so I want to ask today and talk about this and ask you, what's your legend? What is it? What's your legend? Now, a few of you listening right now are like, I got this. Whoa, I know what it is. And you're stoked about it, and you know, right? You have this knowing. And so my message to you is, okay, what are you doing about it? Day in and day out. And, you know, as I coach people, I do group coaching, I do one-on-one coaching, I speak often. As I'm doing that, like I, all the time people are like, wow, life gets in the way, and oh, I just got busy, or I don't know what to do. Or you just get going. And another big one is like, well, I'm working all the time, I'm studying all the time, I'm just going and going, just paying the bills and taking care of the things. And I get it. Oh, I get it. I've 7 children. And I'm a voracious learner and a husband and father and friend and, you know, mentor and speaker and disciple and I mean, all these different things, right? And I get it. But every day, you and I must take at least one step. Even some days they're going to be baby steps. Some days they should be huge leaps. But every day, without fail, you and I must take a step on the journey of living our legend. Because I think it was John Wayne that said, even if you're on the right track, you get run over if you just sit there. You can't. And some of us slide backwards. And some of us sit there for years and we literally miss out on opportunities to move towards living our legend. So we got to move. All right, so let's go back and get this foundation, the why of it, right? Like, what is your legend? And if you're asking that, some people we get stuck in the paralysis, like, well, I don't know. And so they don't do anything. But you can always, and I love teaching this when I'm coaching and mentoring, like, whoa, wait, hold on, wait a minute. Like, even if you don't know, like your mission right now is to find out. And even while you're finding out, while you're searching, while you're seeking to know, like, what is my thing? What is my legend? There's never any reason to sit still. Sit still in the fact, I don't want to be misunderstood here. Sit still in, like, not doing anything, not taking action. We should definitely have some stillness in our lives. And we should definitely make time to be still and to listen to our hearts and our souls and our minds and be still in our minds. But what I'm talking about, there's no reason to ever just be sitting there not doing anything, because any growth, any improvement in your life brings the tide. Remember I talked about this, right? Where the tide, your personal growth, your personal development, like, brings the tide, and the tide comes in and lifts all ships. It helps. It always, you're always making a step in the right direction when you're improving yourself, when you're trying to learn and grow and make improvements. So we should be taking action every day. And I want to emphasize and reemphasize, and I'll do it again and again, that at the end of our lives, we're really going to regret the things, the extraordinary things that we wanted to do and knew we should have done, but didn't. And if you read books on, you know, the top five regrets of the dying, and if you talk to people who have worked with those who pass away, and if you read books about, you know, things that were, books are written on people's deathbeds, and I've done all this, and I've talked to this, and my friends that they're kind of final care nurses, and they take care of people who have a chronic illness that are dying, and they, you know, are comforting them, but they talk and they're sharing their thoughts and feelings and their regrets, and they want to give advice. And my one friend, she works with hospice, and she says, you know, she goes over there and the people are like, look, you you go live your dreams, go do those extraordinary things with your families, go make that happen, right? That's the kind of advice. And they're not talking, they're not saying, oh man, I sure wish I'd spent another day at the office, or, you know, I'm so glad I just did nothing. Nobody ever is like, man, I'm glad I didn't, you know, pursue my dreams and goals and my mission and my legend. I none of that stuff, right? When we get to the end of our lives, we're going to be grateful that we pursued our legend. And we're going to feel some deep remorse about not doing it. And so, and you guys, this isn't like to, this isn't a guilt trip or anything. I'm trying to inspire you here. I'm trying to remind you about what matters. Because don't you understand, like, how many of you can relate to this, that you get up in the morning, you have this list of all these things you have to do, and while you're doing your list, other things get added to your list, right? And you feel like you're drowning already, and people keep handing you things to hold above the water. And so it's just go, 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 and it's busy, it's crazy. And the other day, you're like, dang, I just was taking care of all these urgent things and all these things that, well, some of them are important, but some of them are just you got just things you're doing, right? And at the end of the day, if you and I, if we stop and ask ourselves at the end of the day, did I live my legend today? Did I do, you know, the awesome things, the important things, the non-negotiable things that oftentimes we're like, man, no, I didn't. Right? And it doesn't have to be huge in scale, but it needs to be huge in priority and actually making it happen. And so, like, in the, so we, every month we do our live training in the School of Awesome Sauce coaching program. And man, if you guys aren't in that, you need to get in that. It is awesome. And we start out with our epic life planner and literally go through, and I created this planner to really make sure that we're on target, because we, you know, we can all like do time management and energy management, which is awesome. And we can all be more efficient and more effective in how we use our time and what we're working on. But we have to have this epic vision, right, of the legend. Like, what are you leaving behind? What mark are you making? Like, what difference are you making? What impact are you having? Like, what's the legend of your life? What's the story of your life? What's going to be that thing that you'll be remembered for? Oh, man, interesting. I came across this quote just recently. Somebody said, we all experience two deaths. The first death is when we actually die, you know, when our body dies. And the second death is when the last person, you know, the last person on earth speaks of us. Or, you know, it's the last time somebody remembers us. That's your second death. And I was like, whoa, what an idea, right? What an idea. And then, you know, you live your legend by pursuing and doing things that are memorable, obviously in a good way here. we're not promoting anything ridiculous. But when you're remembered in a good way for the impact you had, for the things you did. And man, can't we all think of just incredible people that will be remembered for hundreds of years, and people we still are talking about, you know, the great authors and the great thinkers. I mean, Shakespeare's an easy, obvious example that so many hundreds of years later we're still talking about him, still sharing his ideas. And I think of Frederick Douglass and William Wilberforce and you know, Gandhi and Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King, and then Mencius and Confucius and Siddhartha, and I mean, we can just go on and on and on here, but people who lived their legend and they had an impact. And it doesn't have to be, you know, huge global like some of those examples, but it's your own journey. Okay, Anne Frank, right? We were just over on our World War II expedition. Anne Frank and the Ten Bombs and from the book The Hiding Place, and you know, we came across so many extraordinary stories over there. There was one, we were in Prague. There was a guy, a British guy, who had gone into Prague to visit a friend, and he was going to go on a ski trip to Switzerland. And it was like right before the Nazi invasion. And he's like, I got to do something about this. And so he canceled his ski trip, and he single-handedly helped all these Jewish children escape. And he contacted tons of families and people, and he arranged all this stuff to transport them out. And he ended up, I think it was somewhere around 700 children that he was able to, you know, with his funds and his resources and all his efforts, he was able to get out of Poland before the invasion. And he saved their lives, and most of their parents perished in the wars, and many of them in Auschwitz. And the guy didn't tell anybody. He literally didn't tell anybody. And it was like toward the end of his life, somehow somebody found out that what he had done, and like, you know, brought the guy, like brought him to the light, and like, do you know what this guy did? And then he, you know, everyone acknowledged that his heroism. It was awesome. I mean, that's an example. And there's so many others of just living your legend. And we have to pursue that. And so as, you know, in the School of Awesome Sauce Training, and I go live in there all the time, tons of resources, you guys, is literally the nuggets, the truth, the principles, the motivation we need each day, the reminders of what matters and how to actually do it, and how to actually then, you know, fill out your epic life planner and then implement it, of getting this huge goal, right? And I've taught you about the dumb goals. I came up with an acronym years ago for DUMB because we hear about SMART goals, right? They need to be specific and meaningful and attainable and relevant and time-bound. And that's true. But SMART goals are to help you get things done. But usually they're not inspiring enough or motivating enough or big enough to light your fire to help you live your legend. And so the DUMB goals, those are kind of like your legendary goals. And DUMB, the acronym DUMB stands for demanding, unrealistic, meaningful, and bold. And these are the ones that intimidate you. These are the goals that are so big that you can't achieve them as you currently are. They're so big you literally have to grow. You have to become a better person before you're going to be able to achieve that goal. Whoa, those are awesome, right? And they're both exciting and intimidating. They make you nervous. But they're the ones that are legendary. Like, they're part of living your legend. And are you guys feeling this? I hope you get excited about this. I hope you get fired up. Like, what's the thing I'm going to do? Now, some of you are going to tie this to, like, the work you do in life. And I hope all of you, as a minimum, I hope you do work that you enjoy and work that you're good at. That you feel like you're, you know, using your God-given talents and gifts and abilities and your creativeness and your innovation and your resources and energy and excitement, like you get up excited to work on your tasks. I hope, as a minimum, I hope you're doing that. And as an ideal, you're doing work that you just absolutely love and geek out on, and like you're so passionate about it. You're like, this is the thing I was born to do. I love this stuff. Now, some of you will pursue a legend that has nothing to do with money or income or anything, and that's great. That's fine. And you're just like, you're like, that's my thing. I'm going to rescue horses, or I'm going to work with, you know, exotic animals, or I'm going to work with orphans, or I'm going to do some kind of social work, or maybe it's art. Maybe you're just going to carve beautiful things or paint beautiful things. Maybe you're going to create music or just play beautiful music. And maybe you're just going to, you're going to teach people because that's your thing. You just want to teach and inspire other people to live great lives. You want to work in reforming education. Or maybe your legend, and this is awesome, and any of you as a parent, it ought to be part of your legend, is just to raise great kids. Right, to raise wonderful children, to be the best spouse and the best parent you can be. And that has to be, if you're going to have children, that has to be part of your legend. Like, that has to be part of your legend, is being a superb parent. Like, you got to make that a priority and be legendary as a parent for your kids. Right? Not for other people to see, not for any award, but that your kid says, oh yeah, my parents are legendary to me. They're awesome. And that's your thing. And And again, like, your legend can be so many things. Your dream, your passion, your goals. It can, maybe you want to be a great adventurer. The biggest thing, you guys, is just like this quote I came across. We were in the Trinity Library, which is now one of my new favorite places on earth. And we came across this quote. Don't hold me to this. I think it was Oscar Wilde. Maybe it wasn't. I don't remember who said it. But they said, it might have been Jonathan Swift. I'm killing it now, you guys. But he did say, live every day that you're alive. I think it was Jonathan Swift. Live every day that you're alive. And I saw the quote and I walked past and I was like, oh, okay, that's good. And then I was like, whoa, wait, oh man, no, I get it. Like, he's saying, look, so many of us, we're going young, we're alive, but we're not really living. And he's saying, look, you have to live every day that you're alive, right? Not just exist, not just be there, but live every day that you're alive. Like, make that day count. And so, my challenge is make today count. Do something today and do something every day, like I mentioned at the beginning, every day that takes a step on your journey of living your legend. Every day. No exceptions, even if they're baby steps. Before you go to bed, you learn something that changes your life or improves your life. Right? Before you go to bed, you take action to share something if you have a message to share with the world. Right? Every day you do something that moves you in the direction of your legend. We have to live while we're alive instead of just existing. Too many of us are like walking zombies, man, where the lights are on, but no one's home. And you know why we don't feel alive? You know why so many good people are just going through the motions of life? It's because they're not pursuing their legend. Now, some of you are going, well, how do I afford it? How do I actually do that? Like, I have to go to my job. I have to do this. I have to pay the bills. I mean, how do I do this? And I get it. We've been there. Like, and in my own journey, you guys, from being homeless and on my own at a young age as a teenager to pursuing my legend of building the life I wanted with an extraordinary marriage and amazing kiddos and taking them now and living our life dream, which includes tons of travel and humanitarian efforts. Like, and then helping other people live their extraordinary life and have those kind of incredible experiences. And by the way, I hope you're coming with me on one of my adventures. The next one's in July for Mongolia. And you need to come with us to Mongolia, right? Like, whoa, to get over there and have these transformational experiences that just change you. And on every trip I lead, we talk about living your legend. And we give you tools, we have the discussions, and you have experiences and insights like to just blow your mind. And you come home different. In fact, one of the participants that came off our World War II expedition recently, she sent a message and was like, hey, this is easily the most extraordinary and epic thing I've ever done in my life. Like, hands down, the best experience of my life. And I hope you guys come on an adventure with us. You can learn more about our adventures on worldschoolacademy.com. It's worldschoolacademy.com, and join us for an adventure. Like, you have to do this. And if you don't come with us, like, go out and do it. But, like, you have to do this. We make it special because of the mentoring and the processing and, like, asking the questions and taking the experience to the next level. And I'll share some more stories about that in another episode. But, like, you can go and you can see the place and you'll be like, okay, that was neat, that's cool. Or you can go and let the place, like, change you. But that comes with the coaching and the mentoring that we do while we're there. So come. But the other side is we have a training and a coaching program called the Freedom Income Mastermind. And we call this income, like, we call it Freedom Income because we wholeheartedly believe that everyone should have freedom income. That's income coming in that brings you the freedom you want, the time freedom, the financial freedom, the mental, emotional freedom, like freedom from the stress and worry. And the mindset there around money. And, like, you just bring in this freedom income. And I think all of you should have multiple streams of income. And that the income should come in because of value you bring to the marketplace and something you're doing that you enjoy or that you're good at, and whatever freedom looks like for you. Sometimes, so many of you want freedom just to live where you want to live. And I love that, right? To live where you live, to do what you want to do, to be able to build your life on your terms, to be able to take off time when you want to take off time. Freedom to work on your art and your gift and your talent, your skill, like your hobby. Freedom to have the adventures you want to have, to take the trips you want to take. Like the freedom, whatever life looks like to you. And if you, like we talk about, you know, living your legend, you're like, okay, this is what my life looks like. And I hope you get that dialed in. I hope you sit down and make the time to write that out, you know, crystal clear. Like, what does your ideal day look like? Where are you? What are you doing? What does it feel like? You know, what's freedom to you? You know, freedom to pursue learning and growth and contribution. Freedom to make a difference. And so we do this program, and we did another one of our trainings yesterday, and it's so awesome, man. I love this stuff. Man, you know, teaching people how to level up in their finances and to create additional sources of income or to take the ones they have and raise them. So whether you're in a job or you want to change jobs or pursue careers or start your own business or you already have your business, how to scale it and grow it, and teaching people how to, you know, build funnels and, like, you know, create resources and services and tools. I mean, it's awesome. I love this stuff. So wherever our clients are at on their journey, whether it's, you know, they don't know what business they want to start. I mean, they're brand new. They have no idea. They just want to do it. And we help them find what they're going to do and do it. Or they already, like, have an idea but haven't done anything yet. Or they're already like, hey, I'm doing this. I just want to scale it and rock it. And so we do that. And so, and you guys, man, get in on this stuff. Like, our whole purpose is to help, because we did this in our own journey in pursuing our legend. We had to overcome all these obstacles and these hurdles of getting everything lined up so we're not neglecting our health. We're not neglecting our spirituality. We're not neglecting our marriage or our parenting. We're not neglecting all the things that matter. We're still doing those. And then still living an extraordinary life. Still doing things that matter. Living our legend and have the finances to pay for it. Right? And you guys, we have been dead broke. Actually, multiple times. Like, we get it. You know, when we had the economic crash in 2008 and 9, like, we lost everything. Because we had all our investments in real estate and the stock market. We lost it all. And there's other ups and downs and other emergencies and other kind of family disasters that, you know, came from outside experiences and or whatever, right? And we've been there. We've felt the hurt. And wondering, like, is it even possible? And how are we ever going to get out of this? Right? And we felt the hurt and the pain. And even we felt the pain of wanting to live our legend, but not being able to because of circumstances or situations or finances. And so, you guys, literally, the reason we've created the School of Awesome Sauce Coaching, the reason we've created the Freedom Income Mastermind, the reason we're leading the expeditions around the world, we literally, with just a sincere heart, said we've got to help people figure this out. And so ultimately, everything we're doing, even this podcast, like everything we're doing, is to help you live your legend and live an extraordinary life. And we're giving you the tools, the proven strategies that just work. And it's so fun, you guys, that our students, like, send us messages all the time, like, this is amazing, like, totally changing their relationships. I mean, their spouses, like, jumping on board when they thought they never would, and like, transformations in their, in losing weight and getting in shape, in the best shape of their life, and starting businesses. I mean, on and on and on. We're giving you the tools to level up every important area of your life. Like, you just, like I'm leveling that up. Right? And I'm getting better and I'm actually making things happen, getting things done. It's so awesome. It's so exciting, so fulfilling. And that's why we do this. That's why we did it. But I want to challenge you, invite you, get in the game. sign up, man. Get in the classes, get in the courses. If you want this, you want it bad enough, get some skin in the game. Be willing to pay for it with your money and your time and your resources and your effort and changing your habits and making things happen. Oh, it's awesome. I love this stuff. I love it. I live for it. And it's worth every single effort, you guys. It literally is worth every single effort that you put forth to live your dream and make a difference. I could tell you hundreds of stories. I will tell you stories. I mean, we're going to keep going here as I'm telling you more and more stories about how we have pursued our legend as a family. And I can picture these images right now where standing in these like sacred special spots with my wife or my children and having made a difference in somebody's life or having had an experience that we only dreamed about and it was better than our dreams, to stand there and take that in with a child and be like, man, we're here. Like we're doing this. This is unbelievable, right? And it's worth it. It's worth the late nights and the early mornings and the effort to live your legend. So my friends, wherever you are at on your journey, if you need to find out what your legend is, or you know what it is and you need to start taking action, or you're taking action and you need to turn it on or just keep going, we're here to cheer you on. We're here to help you. But please do it. Today, take another step in the right direction. And every day, wake up. I hope you have your vision board up and you've got those elements on there and your philosophy journal you've got written out where, you know, how you're going to live your life. And every day you get up and you focus on taking a step towards those things, living your legend. And think what that will do for your life, for your family, for your posterity, for the people around you in your world right now, to live your legend. And a whole bunch of us are just living legendary lives with the energy and spirit and power that brings to the world, that we can all be a great force for good, which is our ultimate goal. We all live a legend together as legendary people, as awesome saucers. Oh man, I love this stuff. But we got to do it. So take action today. Hey, you guys, will you connect with me? Connect with me on Facebook and on Instagram. Greg.denning on Instagram. And ask me questions. Send me messages. You can email me. And connect with us. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your legend. Like, tell me what it is. What are you pursuing? And ask questions. Like, literally, I'm being totally sincere and genuine here. This is what I live for. This is what I get up every day excited about to help. Well, first and foremost, I have to live my legend with my wife. And then together, we're raising our children to live their legends, right? And then as a family, literally as a family, we're here to help you live yours. And so ask your questions, tell your stories, like let us know about your triumphs and your failures. Like connect with us, message us, email us, like get in the trainings and the resources. We're posting stuff all the time to encourage you and inspire you and help you. And everything I've been learning and devouring voraciously as I've been studying this for over 24 years, well, actually like 26 years now. Whoa, I love this. Like I'm sharing this stuff. It just works. And as I'm helping people transform their lives every day, that's what I spend my time doing. Like I'm learning so much every day from so many great people. And I want to help you too. So get out, live your legend, because awesome is always an option. Reach upward. Hey everybody, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up
your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out. Get in there with us and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.